This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. A few years ago, oil prices were hitting record highs. A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude went for more than $100 back in the summer of 2014. But then there was a fracking boom in the U.S., an oil supply glut, and prices collapsed, driving many producers out of business. Oil prices are now hovering around $50 a barrel. And today, oil companies Exxon and Chevron both announced big profits. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth explains how oil companies are adjusting to the new normal.
During the boom time, the oil and gas industry was fat and happy and a little bit complacent.
When oil was, you know, $90 to $100 per barrel, everywhere where you drilled, you were going to make money.
Robert Thummel manages energy investments for Tortoise Capital Advisors. He says high prices encouraged expensive new ventures, like drilling in the Arctic or the Canadian oil sands. That didn't make sense after prices tanked. Todd Staples is president of the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
Necessity is the mother of invention in any industry, and I think producers, in order to survive during this downturn and very competitive market, have done some basic things.
Like layoffs and putting projects on hold. But, he says, they've also gotten smarter about developing only the projects that'll produce high volumes for low costs. That's led to a funny new term getting popular in oil circles, the break-even point.
Well, for us, it's absolutely critical.
Rob Thummel says in his world, breaking even means something different.
When we refer to break even, we're referring to not only traditional revenues and costs, but that they earn an economic profit that they can turn around and pay to us as shareholders.
When an oil company can cover its costs and pay out its dividends, it's breaking even. Most analysts agree that oil companies these days can hit that point with prices between $50 and $60 a barrel. Thummel says rising prices would certainly be welcome, but for now, oil executives accept that this is the new reality. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.